Well, finally, the Arizona Cardinals have released veteran wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. We knew this was coming. It's been a winding offseason journey that led to the releasing of, on Friday, of DeAndre Hopkins. So we're going to discuss where he might end up and where the fits might be. This is the Landry Football Podcast on the Landry Football Podcast Network. Hope that you will spread the word. Subscribe, like, and share for free on Apple or Spotify, the Landry Football Podcast Network, to make sure that you don't miss any of our football shows. Also, we go into greater detail on the game of football, college football, NFL, at LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of the scouting season offer. It's the best deal that we've got going. It is 12 months. It'll take you through the rest of this offseason. It'll take you through all the previews of the season, all the way through next football season, all the way through next offseason, essentially. Transfer portal, recruiting in college football, of course. Free agency, the draft in the NFL, of course. We take you all the way through next year at this time. So it's the best deal that we've got going. Folks, it's less than $10 a month if you try it for a month. If you try 6 months, it's cheaper than that. If you try 12 months, it's even a greater deal. If you like football, you're going to love LandryFootball.com. What do we do is provide you a front office, executive, coaching, and scouting viewpoint all wrapped up in one on the college football and NFL game. So LandryFootball.com is where you want to be, as well as the Landry Football Podcast Network. So DeAndre Hopkins, as we mentioned, was released on Friday. It's going to look, he had 2 years remaining on his contract with large cap hits. $29.9 million in 23, $25.5 million in 24. The Cardinals did not designate this as a post-June 1st cut. That means the Cardinals will clear $7.38 million in cap space this year, eat the remaining $22.6 million in dead money, and Hopkins will be off the Arizona's books next season. So what they're trying to do is to clear up cap room for the future. This year with the new GM, they're trying to clean out the dead weight, the dead salary issues, and move forward towards being able to rebuild this team next offseason. There were previous reports that Hopkins wanted to be traded. He said it wasn't true, but the bottom line is they were looking at possible trade options. There just wasn't a whole lot out there. He wasn't at the Cardinals OTAs that began on Monday, and he worked out in Toronto. Earlier this week, he said he talked about five quarterbacks he'd like to play for. And those were, well, Josh Allen in Buffalo, Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, the Chargers with Justin Herbert, Baltimore with Lamar Jackson, and Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia. That's great if you can get it, and we'll see if those teams are interested. More on that in a second. But he did not feel comfortable or with Kyler Murray as a guy that was somebody that would he'd be comfortable with staying going forward. Buffalo is certainly a team to watch. They would have to do some maneuvering. They may not be as comfortable absorbing that salary and taking that on. It's certainly physically, in terms of a playmaking ability, would definitely a positive for this Bills team. I think Kansas City is another team that maybe is a little bit more inclined, because Andy Reid calls the shots in Kansas City, a little bit more inclined to say another toy for the offense. Buffalo's more inclined to say a little bit more of built to the future, stay competitive long term. They don't necessarily see that. I don't think they see him as the guy that's going to put them over the top. But if they do, I think they'd be willing to consider it. But I don't know that they necessarily feel like that's the direction to go. They did not draft a quarterback in this draft that would make a whole lot of a noise and maybe fill that role. But I think that they're more inclined to stay pat, at least organization. But with DeAndre Hopkins, they may see him as a difference maker. So it'll be interesting to see. Kansas City, as I mentioned, is someone that is more likely to go add that guy. And we'll see if they do it. The Chargers, I don't know that they're going to be a factor in it. Baltimore was, I don't think with the signing of Odell Beckham and Zay Flowers, I don't think they're going to be in the mix there. And I don't think Philadelphia, with their quarterback room, is looking to do that and to take on that salary, quite frankly. So it'll be interesting to see where he goes. You can be rest assured there'll be some other teams that are interested, and we'll see who they are and how interested they are in him. The Cardinals head towards the 23 season with Kyler Murray expected to miss the beginning of the season because of the knee injury he suffered in week 14. The Cardinals had the worst odds to win the Super Bowl as of Friday. I mean, they look like a candidate to have the number one pick next year. They're building towards 24. With clearing up Hopkins' contract and then acquiring the Texans' first and third round picks in the 24 draft, everything is towards what they're building in 24. Now, Hopkins is a four-time All-Pro, twice a first team, returns 31. 64 receptions, 717 yards, 3 touchdowns in 9 games last year. Now, the NFL suspended him for the first 6 games without pay for violating its PED policy. In 10 seasons, 7 with Houston and 3 with Arizona, he has 853 receptions, 11,298 yards, 71 touchdowns, again, 5-time Pro Bowl. What does this really mean? What does he have left in? He's 31 years old. He's still got good football left in. Is he the guy, though, that you want to pay the big money to that you don't know or you may be questioned how good he might be in a year or two? Because that's when it starts to make an impact on your team where he's 32, 33, lots of money allocated towards him and maybe not as productive, maybe not as healthy. He's got the PED issues. There's going to be interest in DeAndre Hopkins. He's too talented of a player to not garner some interest. And he's going to play somewhere next year. I don't know that there's going to be the all-out, I got to have this guy clamoring that the fans are going to have for him. And the media is going to have for him. I don't think you're going to see that around the league nearly as much. I think the age, I think the PEDs, I think the large contract will temper or limit some of the interest. There will be some, though. It'll be interesting to see who steps up, who gets it done, who's willing to make that move, who's willing to be aggressive. What a team like a Seattle jump out there and make a move? Would a team like Cleveland want to do something like that? Would Sean Payton want to add somebody like that in Denver? I don't know, quite frankly. Would a team like Miami with 3 good receivers consider adding a guy like this? No. Would a team like Minnesota maybe add a guy and say, you know, maybe don't think so. You start looking around in some of the philosophical approaches. Would a team like the Jets, is this something they'd want to say, hey, let's go out and make this move. We've got our quarterback. Let's make a run now. Let's try to pull off what the Rams did a couple of years ago. Just some food for thought. Don't see it in any of those places, but just some thoughts that I think that we need to consider. We'll keep you up to date on all the latest news and notes about who's discussing it. It's a holiday weekend. Getting in touch with some of the folks right now. Some of them try to get away a little. I don't know how much information we'll have this weekend, but certainly as we get through this holiday weekend, there'll be the opportunity to talk to some folks around the league about what they're thinking, what their interest level is at all, and what they're hearing around the league about where he might end up. We'll keep you up to date on all of that here on the Landry Football Podcast Network. So subscribe, like, and share on Apple and Spotify, the Landry Football Podcast Network. We'll keep you the detailed information and updates that you need to know over at LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of the scouting season offer today. It's the best deal that we've got going. But try it out for a month or 6 months if you prefer that as well. Hey, have a great holiday weekend. We'll be here. We'll have a podcast for you each of the days this weekend. So when you have time, or if you don't, go back and listen to it when you have time. We think you'll love it. We'll have one for Sunday, and we'll have one for Monday. And, of course, we'll be back on schedule Tuesday as well. Appreciate you joining us. Great holiday weekend. Thanks to all our veterans. Thank to all of you that have served or serving that allow us to have such fun and to do these sorts of things that in our free world we're allowed to do. Without those folks, it wouldn't be the case. So we salute them, we honor them, we praise them, we thank them. Have a great one, everybody.